dangerous, or when the general public is placed at risk. As a whole, hacking has existed in its current form from around the 1960s and has advanced as technology progressed into what we understand to be hacking today. This begs the question, can hacking be used for ethical reasons? And if so, what area of society can benefit from skilled hackers? Does this put anyone else at risk? This chapter aims to explore these questions and clear up some of the general misconceptions that have placed hackers in a poor light. What is an ethical hacker? An ethical hacker is one which is legally permitted to break into systems, in contrast to a hacker that is illegally accessing systems and information without permission and for unethical reasons, such as to steal information, to damage systems, or for their own entertainment. Ethical hackers are known as white hat hackers, as opposed to unethical hackers, the black hatters. There is a group of hackers that rest in between the black and white group, who are identified as gray hat hackers, which are known to push the boundaries of ethics and may not always follow the law. However, their reasons for doing so may be for the greater good of a person or company. Ethical hackers exist in a profession of their own, which has grown dramatically over the years as technology and computing has developed. Ethical hackers may find employment in major corporations involved in technology, such as Facebook, Google, and Apple, as well as performing work for law enforcement agencies to assist them in combating computer crimes. Improving security. Our computer networks place an incredible emphasis on security, privacy, and protection. The reason for this is that much of what we do online involves exchanging information regarding our personal details and financial documents, which, if found in the wrong hands, can put both our identity and financial security at risk. And this is just at the personal level within the home. Corporations and institutions are placed at a much greater risk when exchanging information and holding such information on databases. And the demand for such information from criminal organizations, competitors, scammers, and thieves is much higher, furthering the need for a heightened security system to secure the passage of this information. This is where an ethical hacker can provide value to a corporation or organization. Once systems have been established, a hacker can be employed or contracted to discover weaknesses in the system and exploit them to determine how vulnerable the security system is. This is often part of a scientific method to ensure that the system's security capabilities are up to the standard of the corporation, seeing if the hacker can access the vital information. They can then detail exactly how this can be done and expose areas of the system which will need to be improved upon. Weak points can often come about through improper system configurations, as well as flaws built into the hardware and software. Hackers are then tasked with researching, identifying, documenting, and then relaying any security issues back to the management and IT teams for further improvement. Businesses are then able to refocus their efforts in their security systems to further prevent, eliminate, or minimize the probability of further attacks. Ethical hackers may also take on consulting roles with organizations in order to assist them improving their security measures throughout the corporation, providing feedback, assessment, and analysis on their findings. Developing products and services. Hackers are mainly concerned with the coding of software, as there is a greater number of software being published now than ever before. Hackers have become an integral part of the business environment. Using their skills in an ethical sense means that hackers are able to assess the security of software products and services used and sold by companies to determine whether these products have weaknesses that could be exploited or flaws in their operation. This means that many large-scale software publishers also have their own team of hackers, providing feedback and information consistently through the development process to ensure that the product or service has been thoroughly assessed on its security capabilities before releasing to the general public, to avoid any damage or threat to their personal security and information. Within an organization, hackers are not only limited to coding and behind-the-scenes security assessment, with some taking an active role in an organization, engaging in social assignments, such as searching through the recycling of an organization in the event that valuable information may have been left exposed, such as passwords, charts, memos, and sticky notes that contain information that